Hare Krishna. The soul is metaphysical but not metaphorical. The idea of a soul is found in the metaphysical ruminations of almost all world traditions. Now, metaphysics refers to the study of subjects above physics. It refers to the study of first principles, to abstract conceptions of realities higher than the physical. Now, such metaphysical thinking about the soul, which is found in the world's traditions, is frequently vague. Now, what the soul is never very clear. So, most often, such traditions use the word soul as a metaphorical reference to our non-material essence. That means that they refer to the soul as not as a thing, but as just some verbal tool, some verbal handle for referring to something which is actually intangible. So now to understand this, let's look at a similar usage of the word spirit. Now, for example, we say the spirit of the Japanese army was sunk by the atom bomb attacks. What this means is the Japanese army just realized they lost the fighting spirit, they lost the motivation. So now this will be similar to say the soul of Japan was shattered by the atom bomb attacks. Both mean the same thing, and both use the word soul or spirit metaphorically. It's not that the whole Japanese army or the whole country of Japan had a soul, one soul, one thing somewhere else, like that. Now, of course, the metaphorical usage is not semantically wrong. Yes, the word soul does have in its semantic scope, in terms of its dictionary meanings, one meaning as referring to the inner essence. So now, the problem happens when that such metaphorical references are the only meaning that remain to the word soul. And that's what happens when, in general, there is a haziness, vagueness about the notion of the soul, and also there is the spreading of materialism. So, for materialists, the soul's conception is vague, and usage of the word soul are mostly metaphorical, then it becomes all too easy for materialists to banish the idea of a soul to non-existence. So, whenever any word soul comes, actually they say it refers only to it's only a metaphorical reference to our essence. There is no actual thing called the soul. And whenever there are any references to the soul, they become ontologically meaningless. That means there is no real existence of a soul. And we can see this more ontological meaninglessness, perhaps most blatantly, perhaps, in the word, in the phrase, the soul of materialism, that is used by some materialist philosophers. Now, the central dogma of materialism is that matter is all that exists, and by extension, soul, which is non-material, doesn't exist. Now, then the soul of materialism has no meaning, because materialism is a soulless doctrine, and the soul of materialism can become meaningful only when the word soul is used metaphorically, and it is not used ontologically at all. Now, such degeneration to meaningless and non-existence of the usage of the word soul and the concept of the soul, that has happened because of the overall general vagueness about the conception of the soul itself. Now, the Bhagavad Gita offers sun-like wisdom that dissipates this haze and provides clear understanding. So, the Gita emphasizes that the soul is a concrete, higher dimensional entity. A thing that animates the body with the current of consciousness. So there are many verses in the Bhagavad Gita which point to this ontological actuality of the soul. Let's look one of them. In 2.23, the Gita states, Nainam chinnanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakaha na chainam kledayantyapo na shoshyati marutaha. So nainam chinnanti shastrani. The soul is not pierced, fragmented by fire, by weapons. Nainam dahati pavakaha. The soul is not incinerated by fire. Nakledayantyapo. The soul is not dissolved away by water. And nashoshayati maruta. The soul is not desiccated by wind. So in this way, the whole point is, these are the things that happen to things. So, by saying that, these things don't happen to the soul, what is emphasized? The soul is a thing, but it is a thing of a radically different nature from what we are normally familiar with. And only when we understand the soul, not just to be a metaphorical reference, but to be an actual thing. And then we understand that we are the soul. And this soul has a nature of eternal happiness. And there can this quest for self-realization, the spiritual quest, acquires clarity and gravity only when the concept of the soul is accepted as a reality. And only when, with such clarity and gravity, in the quest for self-realization, can we find lasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.